Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This music really stinks, Bob. Would you agree with that? This is what you
Probably needs to be updated in a
doctor's office.
What would you like
anything
it to be?
We've talked about Tony Kornheiser on his podcast has local musicians do the soundtrack. Apparently there's intense rules now about what we can play and can't play. Anything but this. I'd rather hear me singing.
Well, I have some local people who are very good musicians.
Let's get them in touch. Let's ask our bosses.
Yeah, can we do it?
Absolutely. Please.
And I think anything but that. They're very talented people who need to get some props.
Limits? Why don't we? I'm going to talk to Craig Riley about that.
We can do that after the show today.
No, I'm doing it during the show.
Okay, we can do that.
Let them know as I leave that I have some pretty good candidates in mind.
So aren't the Clarks big fans of us?
Yes.
There you go, Bob. How about the Clarks?
Well, that would be awesome because they're legendary. I don't know, you know, if there's
be unbelievable.
Is there money involved?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
If they want it.
Yeah. Anybody? Well, we can talk about it. Let's just put it. I'm not going to make any promises. It's just an idea. But Kornheiser says original music, where the artist agrees to have it on. Let's do anything but what we just did. Not to blame you, Limits, because you're not the man to be blamed here. But that's horrifying. Do you agree, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, you need something different, fresh, and that would represent the show locally, especially.
Do you like that song?
No, I have my same problems on Saturday. The music's outdated.
It's so bad. And I think the music helps. It helps liven up the energy. It helps liven up me, everything.
I'll tell you one thing that bothered me yesterday, if I don't mind bringing this up, since that music bothered
me. George and Washington called?
No. No. This is when you make a prop bet. I guess this is the world you live in, and you say to yourself, why am I being penalized? So Tua yesterday, the prop bet was 243 yards passing, right?
Yes.
5 seconds left in the game. He surpassed that number. So if you made the over bet, you would have won. He had 254. This is what bothers me about how this rule is written here. So they're in desperation mode. They try to, you know, throw the ball and then lateral it everywhere. So Jalen
and Waddle. Just to interrupt, if you're a Bills fan out there, 100% of them thought Miami would score on that play. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, so he throws a little dump-off pass to somebody who then laterals it to Jalen Waddle, who goes backwards 24 yards, right? So
right.
Why is that considered Tua yardage? He completed
it shouldn't
the pass.
Be. Right. It's...
He then lateraled it to somebody
Ooh,
else.
I hadn't thought of that.
So all of a sudden, he goes down to 231, and you lose the bet. Why
wow.
is that part of the passing
I don't know.
Play?
I never. How did we get into that? Why did you launch on that? I can't remember now.
Because when you
now.
Lose money, you get mad.
Oh, right. Or you no, might
I'm
get.
I'm just saying, I don't understand why that's considered part of the pass. It wasn't.
It shouldn't be.
The pass
You're
was
right.
the pass. He then lateral, and they start the sequence of laddering.
Right.
And that's all yardage against
And that's it. That's a situation where if you lose money, you need good music to lift your spirits. Or
Ron
maybe.
In Cooks Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Fulzy, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
Do you remember that legendary call, Bob? Ron from Cook's Forest.
I have nightmares about a lot of calls.
Notice I haven't called in a long time.
No.
I think that because even though I created the art form, Pony
he calls it an art form.
Pony perfected
it. I call it a disturbance.
He perfected it. I have to give credit where it's due. Pony perfected the art form with George and Washington. What am I going to? How am I going to top that, Bob? I can't.
No, and you went out of your mind pretending you were. Who is the lady?
Fanny and Butler.
Fanny and Butler. Yeah. Fanny and Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny? And it was you. And how
it
am
was
I supposed
my wife.
To know
remember,
that?
I had
but
put my wife
supposed
up to,
to
it.
To know that's you.
I know. Well, Fanny and Butler. It's a little bit suspicious.
All right. Fanny. You don't know Fanny? I do.
It'll be like Fanny from, you know, Butts, the Butts Marriott Resort in Arizona. Have you ever been there, Bob? In Tempe?
It's called Buttes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not Butts.
Yeah, the Buttes.
Do you know anyone with the last name Butts?
Dave Butts. We just talked about this last week with Hokie. Remember the 6'8
exactly.
Nose tackle for Washington all those years ago? Anywho, where were we?
We were talking about the Steelers. You said.
Yes.
No. No. You can't do that.
That sounds like a small child getting reprimanded by their parent. No. We don't light matches in the house. Let's hear Bob's reprimand of me there. I need to hear that one more time, Bob. You sounded like a parent there.
Well, I'm dealing with a childlike behavior. Yes, I had to sound like a parent. No. No. You can't do that.
No.
Stop it.
All right. We're done with that. Let's talk Steelers, may we? And I'm completely thrown off track by that crappy music. Receivers. Listen, by tomorrow, my question for you is ultimately going to be, did Omar Khan completely screw this up? Or is he going to, you know, the old... step in a pile of poo and come out wearing a brown suit here? Is he better off with none of these guys? Adam Schefter said any and all receiver options on the table for the Steelers. We've now seen Darius Slayton get injured. We saw Christian Kirk get injured. Somebody else reported the other day they were all over Christian Kirk, ready to make a deal.
That was Schefter.
Jay Glazer saying the Steelers called a month ago about Cooper Kupp. Oh, my God, I'd love to see him, but now the Rams... suddenly looking very good. Did I mention Slayton injured?
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen's my guy. I think he need, but he's not playing. That's the problem. He didn't play again yesterday. Is that to protect him, the old hockey move to protect him so he's healthy at the deadline here? Or is this guy legitimately hurt for a long time? What I see is Adam Thielen and Mike Williams, either or. Do you see anybody else in this race?
And I think that's, you know, it was going to be that way regardless, just because of the cost involved, the draft equity that would be involved.
Do you think they need one?
I think they need a depth person, yes.
Yeah.
Depth. It doesn't have to be a big name, and it won't be at this point. But the depth guy. But I think Russell Wilson, from what we've seen in two games, has utilized Calvin Austin much more than had been used by Justin Fields and Van Jefferson even. So maybe those guys, if you have a guy like Russell Wilson who can look over the field and all of his options, could get more involved. Austin had a tremendous game the last game. He could be that person. That would be terrific. But, yeah, they need someone else in case of injury, I think, mostly.
So do I. But I wonder here, will it be better in the end that they didn't get any of those bigger name guys? Given the capital involved, given the fact that injuries have occurred, all of that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Of all the guys that had been mentioned, I thought Cooper Kupp was probably the best option if the Rams hadn't gotten hot here now and everybody's healthy again. And Puka Nacua is back, Stafford's healthy, they won a game in Seattle. Now all of a sudden they're thinking about winning a weak division. So... that won't happen. So, Christian Kirk looked like it'd be a real opportunity. And he was making some pretty good money, too. So, I'm not sure how far that went and how much money Jacksonville may have retained or how much the Steelers would have asked them to retain.
I'm still all over Adam Thielen here. And I'm with our friend Patrick Peterson. Have you heard his stuff with Pony? They're pretty good together, Bob.
Yeah, it's on the First and Pod podcast.
Let's listen to him. This was from about a week and a half ago when he was presented with a number of different options. And this is what Pat Pete said, Bob.
From your cornerback perspective, which one do you think would make the most sense for the Steelers?
In my opinion, I'm going to have to go with Adam Thielen.
Ooh.
Yeah, just because Allen is one of those guys, you can put him kind of anywhere. He can be that slot receiver. And I know we got Austin at that, but I feel like Austin is more like a big play type slot receiver. But if you have a guy like Adam Thielen that can manipulate and receive those cause those mismatches inside the numbers, I think that can be a guy that can really help that offense kind of flourish, because you got Pat as a tight end. We all know what he can do, but now you add another element inside where you can move him. You can have him outside. And you can move him inside. And he's a guy who can win one-on-one matchups versus those other guy. Mike is coming off an injury. And who you say, Slayer?
Slayton. Darius Slayton with the Giants.
Yeah, Darius Slayton. I mean, he's been having this kind of up-and-down year. But for guys who is more reliable, in my opinion, it'll be Adam Thielen, because Like I said, you can move him around in different places. The only thing is he's a little bit older than all of those guys. But to me, he's more reliable out of the bunch. So
I agree with every syllable and half syllable he just said, Bob. The question is health. But the Steelers actually have some time. Like, I'm okay if Adam Thielen misses, you know, another 3 weeks. If he comes back fully healthy, this is a guy who caught over 100 balls last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was very good for them. And when healthy, he still can be somebody who puts up numbers. So, yeah, that's why that makes sense. It would only cost them probably a 7th-round pick, a 6th-round pick at the most, although they have one that they're about to send to Chicago for Justin Fields. So I'm not sure how that works. But, you know, bottom line is they need some help there. It doesn't have to be at the level of Brandon Ayuk or Cooper Kupp, but it has to have somebody. And I do believe that Omar Khan will make some sort of deal before tomorrow.
I would think so, too. If, you know, for no other reason, like you said, if Pickens goes down for a month with a sprained ankle or something, then you have at least have some depth at that position. Plus, I still think in what is rapidly becoming, I think, a clearer AFC, you're going to have to beat teams with high-powered offenses. I'm not even including Kansas City, but then again, on a given day in the playoffs, I think that they're very capable of being high-powered. Look at Lamar and Baltimore and Derrick Henry. Look at Joe Burrow, what he's doing. Look at Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud lurking in the wings. You may have to outscore somebody in the playoffs, and I really think you're derelict of duty if you don't have at least one more quality receiver on hand, just in case.
No, I totally agree. We watched Baltimore yesterday down at the station while we were watching Cincinnati down at the station. The one thing Cincinnati is doing is Joe Burrow is doing his thing, and he's got 20 touchdown passes now. Yeah, they're 4-5. You know, they got a huge game this Thursday, Joe. This is must-see for everyone in Pittsburgh. When you have Baltimore hosting Cincinnati, it's a must-win for Cincinnati, in my view. They can't go to 4-6 with 4 home losses and then a head-to-head loss to Baltimore. As far as the Ravens are concerned, they're going to score over 30 a game, period. They just do. Every single game they play, they score a lot of points. And, you know, Lamar Jackson has looked more comfortable than I've ever seen him.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
158.3 yesterday. Perfect
rating.
But
he doesn't have to throw the ball all that much. They have Derrick Henry, who's chewing it up that way. And they have him. And they have two really good tight ends who can, either one of them could be stars of a game. Zay Flowers has emerged. So they have a lot of weapons there. And it's going to be tough to stop them. Even with a good defense like the Steelers have, you may limit them. But even limiting them, they're going to score their points.
Man, I thought that Harbaugh should have sat guys earlier yesterday. They got a Thursday game coming up against the Bengals.
Reason.
It was a perfect time.
What are you doing with these guys in there?
Right. It was the perfect time. We just played a 3-quarter game. What a great break to have for them with a game coming up against Joe Burrow on Thursday. And man, are the Bengals desperate, Bob. I said last week that I thought that their game against Philly at home was a swing game for them, a gigantic game, and they lost. And good for them that they won. Good for them. They look like they have a high-powered offense. But, man, at 4-5, they're going into Baltimore, into L.A. to face the Chargers, then bye week, then Steelers at Dallas. Then they have some winnable games against Tennessee.
When is their bye week again? Right before the Steeler game. The second one?
November 24th, that weekend.
That's pretty late in the year to get a bye week, you know. And the thing about this week, if they should win Baltimore, they get extra time to prepare for the Steelers the following Sunday.
Well, they have at Chargers first.
No, don't they have the Steelers?
Who are we talking about?
The Ravens.
Oh, the Ravens. I'm sorry.
So the Ravens,
I was talking about
I'm
the
saying
Bengals.
If they should win this game Thursday night.
Yeah, then they have extra time for the Steelers.
Off, knowing the Steeler game is up next for them. Which I fully expect it to be, and I hate to say this because it's at this point scheduled to be on our station at KDKA, but it's going to be flexed. I don't think there's any doubt. There are not many other good choices. So they have an opportunity in the window to flex it. I would imagine it's going to Sunday night.
Coming up next, I'm going to engage Bob and Wonder Twin in a little exercise here. We're going to look at the state of the Steelers and the state of the Ravens. And maybe even the Bengals. Sure, we'll include the Bengals because for all their troubles, they are, I think, are they only one game out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, they have to win a lot. They put themselves in that situation. Yes, they do.
That's what I'm wondering now. Now that I actually look at this, do they have to win a lot, Bob? The seventh team is Denver at 4-5, or 5-4. The Bengals are only a game back.
Yeah, but they have some conference issues with tiebreakers.
I know, but they have the Chargers coming up, too, who are right ahead
right,
of them.
That's
they
true.
Beat the Chargers.
But again, they put themselves in a situation where they had gimmies at home, Joe. Gimmies.
I know.
And they fell out on their faces, and those will come back to haunt you. We've seen it time and time again.
Are you and Wonder Twin willing to engage in this game of a sort of a blind taste test here for
is
the rest of the
game,
season?
Or is it an exercise, as you previously
said? It's an exercise. Up. We're going to look at...
I need exercise.
We're going to look at every game on the rest of these team schedules and pick them. Not keeping track of what we're doing, not trying to reach our agenda of how many wins we thought they would have. We're going to be very in the moment and pick each one of these teams' games. Limits is going to add them up, and then we're going to have our records for the end of the season. Limits, can you do that?
I need to lift those weights. Let's do it.
This is why we lift all them weights.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, there's no way to predict what's going to happen injury-wise or anything else in the NFL as we head down the stretch. But based on what we know now, let's take a look at the Steelers, Ravens, and yes, even the Bengals. They look somewhat dangerous right now, and I'd just be curious as to where these guys and myself, because I don't even know, since this is sort of a blind exercise here, where I might have them at the end of the season. Let's start with the Steelers. We're going to go game by game. Bob, bring yourself to the present. Deep breaths. There's a reason they say it's a gift. It's called the present. Don't think about the future. Don't think about your Steelers prediction. And in your head, try to calculate how many games you'll need to predict wins here. And that'll get you to your record. Nothing. Are you in the present?
It's a gift. So, yes.
Game by game. Limits, do you have a little chart ready where you can do this quickly and efficiently?
As quickly as I can.
That doesn't sound promising.
You know, one
Bob.
Name you never gave him was Austin Peay.
Yes, I did, and then it became Mr. P, and he didn't like it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Forget Bob ever said that.
It's forgotten.
He didn't like that.
I remember that nickname when that tried to stick. The texters didn't like it. I didn't like it. Nobody liked it.
I don't know about the texters. I think the texters
didn't like it.
I actually thought that one was brilliant. And then where did we see Mr. P?
What brilliancy would there be? You saw the guy from those commercials. What am I thinking of? The peanut commercial or something?
Yeah. Mr. P. We saw a sign for that.
Yeah, and you texted it to me right away, and I knew that was happening. I literally predicted it and told our Super Bowl party, watch Starkey text me this, and boom, there it was.
There it was, but it's gone forever. To answer your question, Bob, we tried it. Didn't work. Are you ready? Just tell me win, loss, or tie. Here we go. Steelers at Washington. It'll go Bob, me, limits. No, Bob, limits, me. Go.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, my God. Win, loss, or tie, Bob?
Oh, I thought you were talking about something. You know, I thought I wasn't in the moment. The gift went away. I re-gifted it. I'm sorry. I'll gift it back to myself.
No re-gifting.
Right. Win, loss, or tie. Loss.
Loss.
Win. Steelers, and I'm looking at, if you want to make a little comment, you're free to do that, Bob. I'm looking at Tomlin's record against rookie quarterbacks. Steelers versus Baltimore, November 17th. Bob?
Win.
Loss.
Win.
Steelers at the Fighting Jameis Winstons on Thursday, November 21st.
It's going to be a tough game. People think it won't be. Win.
Loss.
Oh.
Win.
I've seen them in Cleveland on Thursday nights before. One time they made Jacoby Brissett look like Dan Marino, and the other one, Myles Garrett, attacked Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. It doesn't go well. Steelers at Cincinnati on December 1st. Bob?
Loss.
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 Woo! Steelers home against Cleveland December 8th, Bob.
Win.
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 Steelers at Philly on December 15th. Bob.
Win.
How about Saquon Barkley yesterday?
He was terrific. I never saw a backwards hurdle.
Me neither. He's the closest I've seen to Barry Sanders since Barry Sanders.
And
that was ridiculous.
And by the way, this goes to show you about how we de-emphasize the running backs in this league and why they don't make a lot of money and blah, blah. They touch the ball more than just about everybody other than a quarterback. And they are a difference-making kind of caliber. Look at what he's done for them.
He
and
is.
The Giants
yeah.
just discarded him, basically.
There ain't many like him. I think it's him, Derrick Henry, in a class by themselves,
well,
and then
Gibbs,
everybody, and then everybody else.
McCaffrey
when he's healthy.
There are a lot of them out there. I think Najee Harris is trying to get to a level where
I don't think if you're talking elite backs that there are a lot of them out there.
But
there may be three or four.
They make a difference, a big difference. Look at what Detroit does with their two-back system.
How many elite running backs have won Super Bowls lately?
Again, you can chronicle this all you want. I'm just saying they're a big part. And Arthur Smith obviously likes them and wants them to be a big part of what they do in the passing game in terms of play action.
Good.
So you have to have good backs.
I think there's many, 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 many good backs. Only a handful of elite ones.
Didn't mean to do it. I violated the rules.
I'm sorry.
The gift is getting impatient.
Where were we? I don't know where we were.
We were after
Philly.
Philly. I said loss.
You said loss.
I said win.
No, you said
I
win.
I said win.
Holy bird milk. I say loss.
I say definitely a loss.
Ooh.
It's a strong definite.
At Baltimore on December 21st.
Loss.
Loss.
Win.
I like how he said that. He's very definitive in his opinions, our little wonder twin, isn't he, Bob?
Yeah. Austin B.
Christmas Day. I think this is fantastic, Bob.
I hate it.
I don't, because when my daughter was little, the kids were little, and even when I was little, it's very exciting in the morning. And
Which is why I wanted this to be a night game.
Sure, then we try out the toys and everything, but by 11 a.m., we're all fighting and looking for something to do. And this is fantastic to have a great game at 1 o'clock.
Unless you have to work it, are you going to work it?
Nah, not really.
No, we do.
No. This is a win, you, against Kansas City.
This is a loss.
I think it's a win because it's a Christmas day at home.
Yes. Can you expand on that a little bit, Limits?
Well, I mean, I don't think the Chiefs are going to be completely out of it at that point in terms of what they have to lock up and everything, but there's just something about the Steelers and Christmas Day. I think back to the AB Immaculate Extension against the Ravens.
Then a flex game against Cincy to end the season at home against Cincy.
Win.
Win.
I'll go win.
Okay. Then you're going to add all those up, Limits. Don't tell us what they are. Just add up the Steelers' final records for each of us, okay? And keep that in your pipe to smoke it later,
yes.
So to speak, okay?
Will do. Yes, I will.
And you have them now?
No.
You're adding
them
up.
I have to add them up.
He has to add them up, Bob. What did you think of Lamar yesterday? He was, I think...
MVP level.
Let me get the note here. Let me make sure I have the note. Fourth time in history... with a perfect 158.3 passer rating. You know the only other guy to do that?
Ben Roethlisberger.
That's exactly right, Bob. The only other guy to do that was Ben. Which is why I say, and this will start a big argument, that I already put Lamar, if he doesn't win in that category of greatest players I've ever seen, who, you know, if this happens, haven't won a Super Bowl. He's in there. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen. And something goes wrong in the playoffs,
better.
I get it.
But, and he's getting better.
But he's with Barry Sanders and Dan Marino and all those people. You win a third MVP, you're an all-time great. I think.
Totally.
Am I wrong here?
No, you're
You
right.
agree?
I agree.
I agree as well.
You were just disagreeing 2 weeks ago with that statement.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm starting to shift a little bit.
Are Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley legit MVP candidates? I think so. Saquon Barkley's only played 8 games. He has 1,100 yards from scrimmage and 8 or 9 touchdowns. He's been ridiculous, Bob.
I know he has. I'm going to say no. I think they're in the conversation, but they won't win it.
Because of him. Depending on what happens.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, I think Jared Goff is, to me,
oh, yeah.
if I'm picking
yeah, he's
an MVP,
legit.
He is my MVP right now.
What?
Yeah.
Over Lamar?
Over Lamar.
Yeah.
Do you agree
with
last,
that? Joe, I would agree with that.
Last six games,
no, I know he's been great. Believe
touchdowns,
me.
24 incompletions. His last six games, he had more touchdowns than incompletions. Never before has this happened.
No, I get it. But Lamar leads the league in passer rating. He has six more touchdown passes, two less interceptions. And did I mention he has about 500 yards rushing?
He doesn't have as good as completion percentage as Goff. It's
okay.
Close, but it's okay.
Not. Okay, you're but right
my
about
point,
that.
My point is that without, I mean, they're both excellent. Don't get me wrong. I mean, whoever wins deserves it. But I'm just leaning toward Goff.
Okay.
Because that's the best team in football right now, in my view.
You know who's third in the NFL in passer rating?
Josh Allen.
A nice man named Russell Wilson, albeit on a very small sample size, Bob, at a 111.9.
And that considers a terrible first half in his first game.
Well, yeah, first quarter anyway was horrific. All right, let's do the Ravens, shall we, Bob? Are you excited about this exercise?
Sure.
Here we go with the Ravens, who have lost some bad losses. That's the thing about them.
Yeah, they could
and
be
some
undefeated.
Very narrow wins. Home against Cincinnati Thursday night.
Loss.
Ooh. Win.
Loss.
Wow. At Pittsburgh, I already said a loss. I mean, a win for the Ravens.
I said a win too.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you said a loss for the Steelers. You
right,
said,
so a win for the Ravens.
Correct, and I also said a win for the Steelers, so it would be a loss for the Ravens.
Okay.
It's very confusing. November 25th at the Chargers.
Win.
Loss.
Win.
I think Harbaugh's going to have something ready for them. Listen to this schedule. December 1st against the Eagles, Bob. Win.
Where is that game?
Baltimore.
Win.
Win.
December 15th at the Fighting Daniel Joneses.
Win.
Win.
The Ravens have some very bad losses this year.
Which is why they won't have one to the Giants.
That's all I'll say about that, but I'll say a narrow win. December 21st, home against the Steelers. I already said that's a Ravens win.
I said that's a Ravens loss, I think I said.
No, that. You said a Steelers loss.
Okay, Ravens win. I had them splitting the two games with the Ravens.
And I had them losing. I had Baltimore losing that game with the Steelers going 2-0 against them.
Christmas Day, 4:30 p.m. at Houston against the Fighting C.J. Strouds. I'm going to say that's a Ravens loss.
Yes, loss.
Loss.
And lastly, home against the Fighting Jameis Winstons in a flex game.
Win.
That's a win.
Win.
I can't wait till you add up these records limits and you tell us who wins this division, unless, because this team has an easier schedule once you get to the end. Let's do the Bengals very quickly. Would you like me and Bob to discuss something while you add those up before you get involved in this?
That would be great.
Bob, the Bengals look to me to be very dangerous. Like, if they got in the playoffs, they're the quintessential team you don't want to see simply because their quarterback is great. Like, he's back. If you would have told me before the season that Joe Burrow would be sitting here, what does he have? 20-2? Something like that?
20 touchdowns. I think 5 interceptions. But, you know, the bottom line is without him, they're just a bad team. Honestly, they are.
But
their
he's
defense,
great.
Their defense is not very good.
I know. But they could beat you.
Oh,
they could
absolutely.
Beat you 40-39 on a given day.
And he's the reason why. And he was locked in yesterday when he came down. Oof. He's locked into Mike Gesicki quite a bit. So they got, in addition to their two wide receivers, Gesicki has emerged as somebody who...
He's their second leading receiver. What a wonderful point by you, Bob.
Thank you very much, kindly, and Joe.
He's completing 70% of his passes for 20 touchdowns, 4 picks, and a 108 rating. He is all the way back, and I wondered about that before the year. All right, let's look at the Bengals' schedule. You ready, Limits?
Let's do it.
You have to be. Bengals at Baltimore. You guys already made your picks. I say that Baltimore wins. You both said that the Bengals win.
Yes.
That's correct.
So give me a loss for the Bengals. You two have a win. At the Chargers. The Chargers are going to have a big say in who wins the AFC North, aren't they, Bob?
Loss.
Win.
Loss.
Home against the Steelers. I forgot what I said already. Limit, you'll have to add that in.
Let me look right here. Joe, we all said loss for the Steelers.
Okay, so all have a Bengals win. at the Fighting Dak Prescott's Monday, December 9th. I say another Bengals win, Bob.
So do I. Dallas is just awful.
I think this is going to be a surprise game and that the Bengals will lose.
Thank you, Limits. Why would that be a surprise? They could be underdogs.
A surprise for Dallas.
December 15th at Tennessee, Bob.
That's a win.
I think Mason Rudolph gets it done. I think that's a loss for the Bengals. Yeah, I think Tennessee upsets them.
To win.
Home against the Fighting Jameis Winstons. They always have troubles here. It's a Thursday night, but I still think the Bengals will win that game. Bob?
Yeah, I think the Bengals win.
I agree. Bengals win.
Home against Denver in a flex game, second last weekend of the season. I say another Bengals win.
Yeah, I say Bengals win.
Bengals win all around.
And then at Pittsburgh, right here in our fair city, is a Bengals loss to end the season.
Yes, loss.
Correct, loss.
We just all picked a lot of Bengals wins. Bob, are you bubbling with excitement here what Limits is going to say that our records are?
Three-way tie and tiebreakers are going to come into play.
I'm going to tell you at the top of the hour, we're going to unveil these picks and then discuss what is happening in the AFC North. We all know one thing. The Browns are an unbelievable joke. And Jameis, everybody overreacted.
Said,
well, I'm starting to back off on that.
Thursday night is, I don't care what you say, that'll be tough.
Yeah, that will be tough. But I also said there's a new energy about the Browns and they're different now. The one thing you kind of forget about Jameis Winston is that he's horrible, right?
He is what he is. He's an average quarterback. He can win some games. He can also lose some games. He's not going to be a difference.
Let's be honest, Bob. He was maybe the worst quarterback in the league yesterday.
And he should have two losses.
He threw an interception right to Kyle Hamilton the week before. He's bad. They're bad. They're horrific. And if I'm them, I'm tanking by any means necessary right now. Myles Garrett, who had three sacks yesterday, your foot hurts. Good. You're not playing the rest of the year. Or I trade you. I'm tanking. I'm tanking if I'm the Browns and going for a top pick and trying to get a quarterback. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I think they don't have to tank. They're bad enough.
They're doing very well on their own. Yeah.
They don't need any help for tanking. They're doing a good job of their own. But I also think, you know, that quarterback game is such a tough one to play. You know, you could look at a bunch of guys and think you have it figured out. But if you make the wrong pick like Carolina apparently
has done. Well, that's living in your fears, Bob.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
All it takes is one wrong pick.
Sure. But you got to believe you can make the right pick. That's what the Steelers did when they were 6-10. The guy that made this whole non-losing streak was ironically born of a losing season, Ben Roethlisberger. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. But I'm saying that if you're them, you're going to have a choice of about four guys.
I know. You better make it right
because there are a lot of missed opportunities
there. You're right about that.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.